and welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. With me is Ben Olson, co-founder with me of LSATdemon.com. Ben, we have an email from a listener. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Just says simply, what advice do you have for people who view the logic games as, quote, mathy, and feel this impedes their ability to succeed at them?
Okay. First of all, stop viewing them as mathy. I don't know. Like, it says, for people who view the games as mathy, it's like, I'm not sure why you're letting yourself see it that way. You can reframe it by realizing that.
But aren't they?
Little to no. There's like, what math have we seen on the games? It's like two times something yeah. is four. It's like,
right. Like, there's more than.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's less than. Mm-hmm. And then on that one game, it was game one of June 2007.
Yep.
LSAT had twice as many as.
Yeah.
So if you can multiply by two, and if you know what more than and less than means, I don't. I'm struggling to think of any other math ever.
Yeah, that's it.
So the first thing is, there's literally. There's no math or extremely little math.
Yep.
Okay, but what if you just think that they're mathy?
Like they're math-like. They have a yeah. math feel to them.
Are they? Do they have that?
What? In what sense? Like you're drawing things out and you drew things out when you solved problems. There's some abstraction going on there, I guess. You're taking an idea and you're visualizing it. To me, it's just the same as moving pieces around on a checkers board. I would say it's more game-like than math-like.
What if I find checkers to be
mathy?
Really, really difficult?
Well, there's going to come a point here when you're going to either have to change the way you think about the games, or you're going to have to accept that this is not the right field for you.
Yeah, there is a certain point where it's like, well, hey, listen, you got to be good at something.
Yeah.
You know, like you can't just be like, oh, I'm not good at those things, because lawyers need to be good at a lot of different things. They need to be good at solving lots of different puzzles. You know, my advice might be, I would spin this. I would say, I get that you perceive them as mathy, but I just wrote a lesson recently that was called Logic Games is a Test of Reading Comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I really do believe that. I wouldn't have written the lesson if I didn't believe it to be true. The first thing they're testing on the Logic Games is certainly not math. The first thing they're testing on the Logic Games is your reading.
Yeah.
Can you read the setup and the rules that they've given you? Can you read each of those rules independently and understand what it means? And if there are math adjacent things included there,
yeah.
Well, your first job is to read it correctly and understand what it means. If it is math, it's going to be some kindergarten style, not maybe kindergarten, first grade, second grade.
Yeah.
Style math, you know, like multiplicate times two. What grade is times two? Third grade?
I think it's actually first grade.
Yeah, not more than that. You know, like it's pretty simple. And what they're really testing you is like, can you read it? Can you make sense of it? And can you practice these things a lot? And you'll get better.
Yeah.
I'll let you have the last word.
Sure. Well, I think what you're saying is, and I think this is what's happening, is that it's a test of reading comprehension. People are failing to comprehend it, and then they're throwing up an explanation for that struggle as like, oh, mathy, it's mathy, and I don't do math. Well, no, really, this is, can you read and understand technical terms, like if, only if, unless. And lawyers do this all the time. So it's a good test of your reading ability, and you need to become a word ninja to succeed on the LSAT and in law school and ultimately in your career. So you either got to turn and face this dragon that's haunting you and slay it, or go find another adventure.
Beautiful. I hope that was a good daily dose of LSAT studying motivation. You can email daily at lsatdemon.com to get on our agenda. Thanks for listening.